Students in a low push-up position hop across the floor on their curled fingers. Most stop almost halfway across the gym floor. 18-year-old Malachi still crosses the entire gym and then rounds back a few feet before collapsing.
How are you doing?
Tired.
You made it really far.
Yeah, I try to do my best as far as I can, even on practice days, to get better and better.
How do your fingers feel?
They're not too bad. The tape really helps protect my fingers.
This is Malachi's second year of Native Youth Olympics, and he says the tape is part of training. His coach, Georgiana Spear, helped the athletes tape up their fingers before the activity.
You don't want them to have open wounds during practices.
Students won't be allowed to tape their fingers for the games themselves, but they should have calluses at that point. Spear says this activity can be traced back to the way hunters would have mimicked seal movements. Spear is from a village west of Bethel and has been doing the Native Youth Olympics her entire life. She says the games give students a chance to learn more about Alaska Native cultures.
It connects with different tribes all over the state. So when we get together at the state meet, there's students from all over the state that, you know, gather into one, and so we celebrate that.
The games include the one-foot kick, which involves jumping up and hitting what looks like a ball hanging from the ceiling, and the scissor broad jump, an elaborate hop and run with the goal of getting as far as possible. There's also the Indian stick pull, which is reminiscent of catching fish. Two people grasp a stick covered in Crisco and try to pull it from the other person's grip.
So you saw that?
Yeah.
So I yanked it right out of your hand. You better be a lot faster next time.
Spear is coaching student Jacob Dunlop, who's in his second year of Native Youth Olympics.
I feel like it's a great way to reach yourself out to more non-traditional stuff, but also to expand your values. You're introduced to new people and new ways of looking at the world through this program. So I feel like it plays a really big part in my life in that way.
The students head to Anchorage for the meet on April 26th. The games continue through the 28th. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla Darroche.